Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And those lessons can't cover everything, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information on some of the verses. And now we're up to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6. We're having a second look at verse 6 at a different aspect from the previous podcast. Verse 6 of chapter 3 reads, "But Christ is faithful as a son over God's house, and we are his house, if we hold on to our courage and the hope of which we boast." Now, in the previous podcast, we looked at the conditionality of that statement, "if we hold on to our courage and the hope of which we boast." The "if" there is very important because the people that the writer is writing to have been struggling to maintain their devotion, and the devotion they've had in the past, the devotion that that honours Jesus Christ and what he's done for them. So that's a very appropriate thing. But also, we see in this verse that although the conditionality is there, there is also a reminder of the strength of what they have, that they are his house, Christ's house, or God's house, and we have the opportunity for great courage, and we have hope, and we have boasted of it in a healthy way, and we can hold on to it. I do believe that both God and the writer believe that these people can hold on to their courage and the hope of which they boast or have boasted, and so can we. Even if we struggle, even when we go through difficult times, we can. We are privileged to be not just invited to God's house, but to be in God's house, to be of it. We are not temporary guests. We are residents. We have the right to live there because of what Jesus has done. That's so important for us. We have a right to be there, not because of our own righteousness or because of our own efforts, but because of what Jesus has done. And God welcomes us. He opens the door. He lays out the welcome mat, and he wants us in his house. We are there because of his love and his grace. And that's a wonderful thing. And so therefore we have a hope. The hope is not a certainty. It is a certainty and not a wish, that the hope of which we boast. It's a certainty. The Greek of that phrase carries with it a connotation of confident expectation. We see the same kind of idea in Romans 5, verse 2. We stand in the grace. We have access by faith into the grace in which we now stand. Romans 8, 24 and following, we've got this great hope. It's but in this hope we are saved. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, we have this wonderful promise of the riches of the glorious inheritance. Colossians chapter 1, verse 23, continue in the faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. We've got a great promise there. And 1 Peter 1, verse 13, prepare your minds for action, be self-controlled, set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. That's a confident expectation of grace to be given when Jesus Christ is revealed, not a vague kind of hope. The boasting he talks about here, the hope of which we boast, the boast is, another way to translate it is exultant boasting. It's not something that we hide, it's not something that is weak, it is something that is powerful. And then there's the word courage. Hold on to our courage. The word courage might be better translated confidence. Hold on to your confidence, as we see also urged on us in mentioned to us in Hebrews 10, verse 19. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. So there's a great confidence. We can approach the throne of grace with confidence, Hebrews 4, 16. This reassurance is very important to the Jewish Christians this is written to, who would have been thrown out of their traditional home of Judaism. And for so many Christians today, we're thrown out of what is familiar and what other people take for granted as being the right way to live. No, no, no. Let's not go back to the old ways in which we lived. Let's hold on to this courage and the hope of which we boast. It is so much better to live in God's house than anybody else's. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 7, but until then, if you want to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. You could email me, if you like, at malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And in iTunes, you'll find us under MCCX Podcasts, MCCX, and if you could, give us a review and some stars. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.